Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is a Shares for Beginners quick tip. Essential lessons, questions answered.
Claude Walker is the founder of A Rich Life, writing the Ethical Equities column. In this quick tip, Claude talks about matching your risk to your experience, entering markets gradually, to keep learning, and what he sees as the most common mistake made by new investors.
For the beginners that I see run into trouble, The biggest and saddest mistake that I see is essentially overconfidence. So someone will say, oh, look, I've got $100,000 to invest and I'm going to put, I've now read about this company, 3P Learning, which I like the idea of their software,
yeah.
And maybe they've listened to other people. Like, I actually thought 3P Learning was decent myself.
Mm-hmm.
But as an experienced investor, and I was wrong about this one, by the way, when I bought shares in it, I bought, 2 or 3% of my shareholding of my overall portfolio because I wanted to get to know the company. It was a relatively recent listing in these days, so to be with lots of fanfare. As it turned out, 3P Learning provides software, actually not too different from this Tallytrain stuff, where it helps train kids. So it's like maths games. Mathletics is the one that many people have heard of. Now, actually, what had happened is this was sort of losing its edge. There was more and more free alternatives and there was some problems with the business, and in the end, it was actually floated at a very favorable price for the sellers. So it was a bad buy. Mm-hmm. But because I just put in a couple of percent, I realized it was a bad buy and then eventually reversed my opinion on it, sold shares in it, and then I lost probably, I can't remember the exact amount, but it would have been maybe around 50% or a little less, but a decent loss on that one. But it wasn't too bad for me in the overall context because I only had a small amount of my portfolio in it because it was a risky stock. It was a recent listing. However, someone who's beginning has too much confidence. They could put in 10 or 20% into this company that they don't know of their overall amount that they're going to invest.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, one mistake has this like really big impact where if you put in 20% of your portfolio into one stock as your first or second stock you've ever bought, and then that happens to be a wrong call, then you've lost 10% of your overall in portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's like really tragic. I tell the story because I don't want to see that kind of stuff happen, especially when if you're going to start investing, if you have $100,000 to invest, you should be thinking of investing an entire $20,000 in maybe the whole year. Because if the market is about to crash, what if it's, forget the one stock mistake, what if there's about to be another crash and you put in all your $100,000 in one day, and then there's a crash the next day, you could lose 30% in a day. Now, of course, that's very unlucky, but I'm just illustrating the point. Many people would be better off dollar cost averaging. So they buy some shares now. If the market sort of goes up and up, those shares will go up. Great. You can keep buying shares. If the market falls down, well, you've still got plenty of your money left to put in at those lower prices. So when my father-in-law wanted to start investing, he had a set amount of money. And I suggested to him that he sort of invest that over a 2 year period. And, it wasn't perfectly done like clockwork or whatever, but the point is he sort of gradually invested that. Now, as it turns out, the market went up during that period. He would have been better off just putting it all in at the beginning, but it's important in case something does go badly, but it's also important in terms of the overall success of that investor to take their time and not freak themselves out. That means that by the time you've got your full amount of money invested, your full $100,000 investing, you'll have already had a year or more of watching how share prices going up and down. You'll have made a mistake already and you probably would have hopefully had a success already. And you'll already be getting used to the emotions of it like gradually by going in. And also it's an opportunity for you to decide it's not for you. What if you've invested your $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 and you're like, wow, this is too much for me. I don't enjoy this. I don't want to keep up with the research. It's worrying me. Look, I'm not doing too badly, but I don't want to play anymore. Well, you're better off having only invested in a little bit in that scenario. And And look, the other thing is it gives you a chance to learn about these companies. So if you wanted to actually be a private investor that's good at it, you need to follow companies for a period of time. And look, honestly, you don't have to be hands-on forever, but you need to give yourself some time to understand what you're investing in, understand the risks. And if you're doing it gradually, that means that, you know, you might have put in 2% of your overall portfolio in a company, and a year later, you're like, oh, wow, this company is not doing what it said it's going to do. It had a lot of big promises in its IPO, but it didn't live up to them. At the very least, you wouldn't put any more in that one. You may even decide to sell. So it gives you a chance to learn, and one would hope for you to be a successful investor, and certainly for me, you're constantly learning and you're hopefully constantly gradually just making better decisions overall. The best thing you can invest in is your own ability. So it makes sense to have less invested whilst your ability is more nascent. Mm-hmm. And so one of the luckiest things that happened to me is that I started really young. So I didn't have a lot of money. I started with $500 as a university student. And so some of my silly mistakes and, you know, that time when I didn't pay attention to it for more than a year because I was doing my honors thesis or whatever it was, that all happened when I had much less money and much less, you know, responsibility for what I was investing in.
Yeah.
So I think it's better for everyone if they do start slowly, because by the time they get more experience, then they'll be putting in more money. Basically, match your risk with your experience, and you'll be safer anyway.
If you found this podcast helpful, please tell a friend, especially if it's someone who needs to start thinking about investing for their future. You'll be helping them and helping me to keep this show on the road.
Shares for Beginners is for information and educational purposes only. It isn't financial advice, and you shouldn't buy or sell any investments based on what you've heard here. Any opinion or commentary is the view of the speaker only, not Shares for Beginners. This podcast doesn't replace professional advice regarding your personal financial needs, circumstances, or current situation.
And thank you for listening to my podcast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.